This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings on this 21st night of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447 in South Africa. We comment on the Islamic economic indicators. The Zakat Nisab is 17,000 rand. The Mahar of Fatimi is 42,000 rand. The minimum Mahar for those following the Hanafi Mazhab is 900 rand. The Malikis is 300 rand. And the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis, there is no minimum amount for the Mahar. A very warm welcome to the esteemed listener, Markaz Sahaba, online voice of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, simulcast on Sirius FM in the Eastern as well as on Radio Al Ansar. Well, for your questions via WhatsApp, if you're within the boundaries of South Africa, 084-786-3132. If you're out of South Africa, it is +27 84-786-3132. Mufti Saab's email is akhussain@gmail.com. The Twitter is @akhussain. The website, muftiakhussain.net, markazsahaba.com, as well as daruliman.co.za. With that, we take this opportunity to welcome our esteemed Mufti Saab, the director, sound engineers, and esteemed listeners that have tuned into this evening's Q&A program, brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallahu khairan for joining us this evening.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum afizwadi jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahib, please update us with the latest news from Gaza.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is the Haaretz newspaper. I am reading to you verbatim as it is mentioned here. After 738 days in Gaza, so that's written in red, four slain hostages reach IDF in Gaza and route to Israel for identification. When you read the newspaper, magazine, journal, or how I'm reading from the phone, then you need to keep your eyes, your focus, everything wide open. Four slain hostages. So listen to that, four slain hostages. Now if you read that, what perception is created? That Hamas murdered them, but the IDF murdered them. You see that? So that's the Jutla Harami, the swines, the pigs, and the monkeys, donkeys, and dogs they are, as enshrined. Every word I use for the Jutla is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. So they themselves killed their people with the indiscriminate bombing, but layyam bi al-sinatim, they will speak with the forked tongue, Quran says. So four slain hostages reach IDF in Gaza and route to Israel for identification. Video shows freed hostages David and Ariel Kuno meeting family, partner freed hostage Abil Yehud. Trump says Gaza to a 20-point plan can proceed out of order, dismisses fear ceasefire could collapse. So Trump is very, very optimistic because he's an egoist, narcissist, the pedophile, and remember that he's a rapist as well and a felon and criminal. 34 charges found guilty. And what did he tell Israel in the Knesset today? That we gave Israel so many arms and now that you must use it well. Does that not make him an accomplice in the genocide? You must remember that by his own admission and confession. So you must think of all this. Trump, Sisi, Al-Thani, Erdogan signed document to consolidate ceasefire. Now Trump, you all know the donkey, right? Sisi, the Murtad, the Pharaoh of Egypt. Al-Thani of Qatar. You must remember that Qatar are also waste of time. You must remember they hold 10,000 American army guys there. The Israelis fill up their petrol, diesel there and bomb them as well. So how idiot can you be, you must remember. And Erdogan signed document, Erdogan of Turkey, to consolidate ceasefire. IDF, Red Cross hands 2 additional coffins to Israeli forces, 4 bodies of hostages overall en route to Israel. Hamas hands over bodies of 4 hostages, breaking deal to return all on same day. You see that? Breaking deal. They don't say so far that they themselves said that all of this 1,000 plus will be free, but 150 were exiled. They're not allowed to go to Gaza, they're not allowed to go to West Bank, they're not allowed to go to Palestine, Ramallah, and so forth. They send them 150 of them into exile. 2 years after October 7, all living Israeli hostages freed from Hamas captivity. Trump urges pardon for Netanyahu in Knesset speech. Give him a pardon, come on. See there? So now you must remember how Biden, the harami, his son Hunter, hunting for prostitutes and drugs and what have you, so he pardoned him. And how Trump pardoned people, you see that? So his own family, friends and all that, the last time he was president and so forth. So he tell Herzog, Herzog, another harami, that you must pardon Netanyahu. You must remember, the world has seen that who are the committed genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and everything else that comes about, and Netanyahu is a war criminal. See, shame on him. He couldn't go to Sharm el-Sheikh. He can't look at the Arab leaders who are murtads themselves, majority of them, and in the eye, because he knows he gave money, took it from Qatar and gave it to Hamas and so forth. And this is well documented in Israeli newspapers and journals and so forth. Photos. Israeli hostages reunite with families after 738 days in Hamas captivity. Sponsored by Israeli donations, a village is built for Gaza orphan children. You bunch of haramis, you murder our people, 250,000, 400,000, and now come tell us that you sponsored, you must remember, a village for the Gaza orphans. You murdered more than 20,000 children, Gideon Levy said, and now you want to play good boy? No, we will never forgive you, and we will never forget the genocide you committed. One settler, one bullet, any jutla goes to hell. He shot, we will still support Hamas, remember that. And the boycott continues of KFC and of McDonald's and Starbucks and all, anybody who does something to cause harm to the American interests and Israeli interests, whether it's a Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, or whoever, we will support them. Why the pro-Palestinian left is wrong to reject Trump's Gaza peace plan, defending what I no longer believe, 2 years of the Gaza war changed Jewish students. They standing with Hamas now, many of them. So let's come now to the editorial and see what's going to happen now. You must remember that Trump's Gaza achievement brings U.S. Jews together, puts the Democrats on the back foot. Remember that. So now, because they're on the back foot, they say, we will not agree. Let the shutdown continue till the animals fly. So that is, you must remember what's going on there in America and so forth. Trump at peace summit, Hamas looking for hostage bodies together with Israel. 76-year-old Israeli dies from wound sustained in Iranian missile attack in June. Very good. Let him go to hell. Netanyahu declines Trump's invitation to Egypt-Gaza summit, citing Jewish holiday. Obviously, it is a fairy tale story, right? Trump envoys reportedly met with Hamas leaders to finalize Gaza deal with his approval. We won't accept that unless the confirmation comes from Hamas itself. Disgraceful. Israel Supreme Court chief excluded from Trump's Knesset address. You see that? They didn't allow the chief, Supreme Court chief, to come there. You see that? So these are jutlas, you must remember. Now, Netanyahu's battle over the narrative begins. He wants to write it so that he can look like a good person, but the world knows what a haram he is. So the people booed him and jeered him and mocked at him on Saturday night. So you must remember that. Let's come now to the editorial of the Haaretz and see what they got, something new there or what. Haaretz editorial of today. Israel celebrates the hostages' return despite Netanyahu's sabotage. You see that? He tried to sabotage it as well. How Trump pulled a Kissinger, get a ceasefire, deal done. You see that? So remember that, but Kissinger couldn't convince King Faisal. You must remember King Faisal was a man of Iman and not like MBS and these haramis and murtads and so forth. So therefore, that we remember King Faisal, we make dua for him, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Trump rescuing hostages show we must welcome help even from controversial figures. The last one here, they got the boo heard. You see this? The boo, the jeers, how they mocked Netanyahu, Netanyahu, the war criminal. The boo heard across hostage square, Israel's moral reckoning. So they fed up with Trump and company, with Netanyahu and company, and so forth and so on. So that is what is there. Gaza hospital director among those added to list of Palestinian prisoners set for release. So let us see now if they are going to let all the prisoners whom the people wanted, Palestinians wanted. One of the prisoners slated for release is Dr. Hussam Abu Safiya, director of the Kamal Adwan Hospital in northern Gaza. So you must remember whose arrest led to harsh international criticism of Israel. So remember that all this. If Israel are so good, a simple question you must ask them, why did they not allow any international visitors at journalists to come in and report there independently? So all international journalists were banned to come in, and Palestinians, they murdered 250, 260, 270, depending whose story you want to believe. So therefore, we say let's wait and see, but remember it's a good day in the sense that at least some Palestinians are receiving aid, some food, some water, some diesel, some fuel, and some gas and so forth. But medicine is still in short supply. So we hope and pray that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala let sanity prevail, and inshallah that our Palestinians will get victory and decimate and destroy these jutlas, haramis, what America, inshallah, America, Israel, both heading for civil war, and that will finish them up, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Saab, many people have been retrenched from my company. What can I read so I don't get retrenched, or is there dua to read so I can find another job?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In America, thousands of people have lost their jobs because of the shutdown, more than 10 days now. So last week, Wednesday, started, not this Wednesday now, that passed the previous Wednesday. So it depends how you want to count it. You want to count the weekends, don't want to count it, so you can see. So how, you see, our problem is we look for shortcuts and loopholes. So therefore, we do all the haram things and all the shortcuts and, you know, healers and all these bahanas, excuses, loopholes and so forth. Skaldakhari. So go to three verses of the Noble Quran and see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us. وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. That you must read your salat and tell your family to read salat and be a sample example for them. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We don't ask you for any risk and sustenance, Allah says. So Allah has connected the risk and sustenance of a person to his salat. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُ. We will give you the risk and sustenance. وَالْآقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. And the final result and end result will be for those people who possess the quality of taqwa and true piety. Chapter number 20, Surah Taha, verse number 132. So there you have it in the last page of the 16th Supara. So the importance of Salat. Not only when we got need, then we read Salat. When we don't have needs, then we forget Salat, selective amnesia. That's a munafiq, on the verge of kufr, such people. And next verse, chapter 65, verse number 2 and 3. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whosoever, remember that, exercises taqwa. You don't worry about people. You see that? The more you worry about people, you will get left behind. So we must be concerned, what will Almighty Allah Jalla Wala say? What will Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 62. Wallahu wa Rasulu wa haqwa yurduhu in kanu mu'mineen. Our aim must be to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even if people are displeased with us. So go to chapter number 65, and that is Surah Talaq. Remember that, the chapter on divorce, and verses 2 and 3. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, adopt the quality of taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, Allah will make a way out for you. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, and then Allah will give you risk and sustenance from where you never ever anticipated. You know, this is now chapter 65, verses 2 and 3. You know, in 2000, I resigned there from Darulum Newcastle. Muqassim Sema was very good to me. So remember that we make dua for him. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. When I gave him my three lines, you know, of resignation, he said, "May Abhi Park Deta Ho." So I'm tearing it up. I told him, "Aapki Marzi, it's your wish, you do what you want to, but me, I'm out." So he used to ask me, "What you going to do?" I should tell him, "I don't know." So he used to think I'm not being honest, you know. Then he saw I'm there for all salats, and we read salat together sometimes, and all that, make salam and what have you. And then, you must remember, I visited America twice, and Canada, and where we went to, you see that. So the point I'm making here is this, that you must not put your trust on people. Place your trust on Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. And then CII came along, they approached me, not I approached them. And then, after 17 years, we served them. And then I resigned there because of the Shias and what have you. So remember, now Capital came on board, and now we with Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. So that is Allah. Allah will give you a better replacement. But you must play your part also. And what must you do? Read the Asma'ullah al-Husna, chapters 7 verse 180, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Read, يَا بَاسِتُ يَا بَاسِتُ يَا رَزَّاقُ يَا رَزَّاقُ يَا وَحَابُ يَا وَحَابُ. Ya Allah, you are the best of givers. يَا رَزِقُ يَا رَزَّاقُ, you are the best of sustainers, nourishers. And يَا بَاسِتُ يَا بَاسِتُ, Ya Allah, increase my risk. So read it abundantly, and read أَسْمَاءُ اللَّهِ الْحُسْنَى daily. Allah will open many doors. Remember that the risk is not in the hands of people, it's in the hands of Almighty Allah. We're speaking of halal risk and halal and tayyibah, not all this crooked business and so forth and so on, that what people are doing today, you must remember that, tainted, polluted, and transactions and so forth, that is all not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to have the Jummah Salah at the Musalla where there is only Dhuhr and Asr? Most of the time there is no one there for Fajr and Maghrib and Isha.
According to Imam Malik rahimahullah, the shirt and the condition for a Jummah Salah to be valid, you must remember, it must be in a masjid. So any time during the year, if you have a Jummah Salah in an open field or in a stadium or in a musalla or in some other place that is not a masjid, according to Imam Malik rahimahullah, that salat will be null and void. And according to the Hanafis, minimum people you need beside the under conditions, it must be a town or a city and so forth and so on. So minimum 4 people you need. You see, 1 imam and 3 musallis, that are men who are sane, mature and so forth. And according to Shafi's, Hanbalis and them, you need 40 musallis, aqilin, balighin, muqimin. They must be sane, mature, resident and the imam. So 41 you need minimum. Then your salat will be valid and so forth. So my advice to you will be, put a big board there that no Jummah Salat here. Everybody must go to the nearest masjid, and in that way you make khuruj and il khilaf. You come out from all the difference of opinion. So that would be the best thing to do in that instance.
Sahib, when you're returning from Taif, you're returning to Makkah to Mukarramah, do you have to be in the state of ihram?
So, mashallah, those of you know Qatar, I haven't traveled any time in my life on Qatar, and that's Qataria. This is for one reason I never went, because they got boats everywhere. People say you can't stand and read Salat. So I said, go fly a kite. Why must I fly with you when you don't allow me to read Salat the manner I want to read? So Emirates, Emirati, you see, they used to allow us and so forth, you see. So therefore we love, but now we can't go with them. I can't go with them. Whether you want to go is your business, but I don't go with them. You must remember, because once you cut deals with Israel, you support Israel to murder our people, then we rule that you're murtad, munafiq, kafir, shaitan, and khabis and ghaddar. They know the meaning of all his words. So you are a terrible person, a murtad out of the fold of Islam, and you're a traitor to Islam and the Muslims and to the Palestinian cause. So therefore, why should we support you? And so forth. So nevertheless, whenever we travel with Emirates, you see that I travel so many times here, there, in so many countries, South America and where and where. So you just go to Dubai and go sit there in the lounge, and then you go, mashallah, business class, this class, that class, and mashallah, you reach your destination, you see. So what happens is this, that anytime you want to read Salat, they'll allow you, no problem. Only two times they will allow you, and that's right, it's common sense also. Although common sense is no more so common. So remember that when there's turbulence, they say everybody must be seated, or while they are serving the meals and so forth, so that we can understand. But besides that, they were very helpful. What is the truth we must speak? So now we went to Taif. So now the flights are going from Doha to Taif. If I have to fly, you know, and suggest to you, so I don't go now because of circumstances and so forth. Nobody told me I can't go, but I just take precaution. So you must remember that. So you fly from here to Qatar, Doha, Taif. Stay in the night there, visit Taif, go to Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, Qabr Mubarak, Mazar there. And he passed away in the year 68 after Hijrah, and he would not stay in Makkah, Mina, all these places. They asked him, why? You Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledge, you Hibru Hadil Ummah, Tarjumanul Quran, one of the greatest commentators of the noble Quran. He said, the Quran Kareem states, chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, that whosoever makes intention of deviation and oppression, then we will punish him or her for that matter with a painful, terrible punishment just for intention. So there, his students used to stay in Makkah, Mujahid, Qatada, Tawus bin Kaysan, and all of them. But he used to stay out of the haram, not in Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, M33M, that constitutes the haram. Arafat is out of the haram. So therefore, he passes away there in Taif. Muhammad bin Hanafiya, that is the son of Sayyidina Ali, who was a Tabi, performed his Salatul Janaza. So visit there is the biggest masjid in Taif. We've been there several times with Allah's help. Then you go to Masjid al-Adas. One thing happened with this MPS, Murtad bin Shaitan, unintended consequences, because they're not promoting Islam, they're promoting Siyaha, tourism, so they opened up all these places. So when Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, went the first time to Taif to give them da'wat, and they pelted the master, and the master, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, crying, begging Almighty Allah, Allahumma inni ashku ilayk, I complain to you, O Almighty Allah, Jalla, look at my plight, what's happening here. So remember that on that occasion, Adas came with water and grapes, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, from where are you? He said, Ninwa. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, my brother is there in Ninwa. Who is your brother? Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, he realized straight away, this is Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam, and not an imposter. He kissed the Mubarak hands of the Master sallallahu alayhi sallam, offered the water and the grapes and so forth. So there is a masjid called Masjid Adas. You must visit that. And then after Ghazwai, after the Fatih Makkah and Ghazwai Hunain, and then the Ghazwai Taif took place, remember, all this happened in the 8th year of the Hijrah. So go there, see the place. Then you come to Sail. Sail is where the Miqat is, remember there. Wonderful facilities they have there. They have ihrams there. They have wonderful bathroom and toilet, ablution, everything. I went there, so I know I fasten ihram there. So from there, according to Hanafis, it's compulsory. You must fasten ihram and then you perform Umrah. Other scholars, Shafis, Hanbalis, and them say, if you want to, you fasten. If you don't want to, there's no problem. So it is negotiable according to them. But according to Hanafis, you went right out of the miqat. So therefore, you must fasten your ihram, and that is compulsory according to the Hanafi jurists and scholars.
Mufti Sahib, please explain to us about sadaqah. What does the Quran say about sadaqah, and who are we allowed to give sadaqah to?
Remember, there are three terms. Number one is zakat. chapter 30, Surah 30, Surah Rum, verse 39. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. And whosoever, remember, pays his zakat regularly, punctually, solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, جَلَّ وَلَا, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. So those are the people that Almighty Allah will multiply their reward manifold in this world and in the year after. So that must be given to poor Muslims only. Chapter number 9, verse 60, Allah mentions the 8 categories of the recipients for zakat. Regarding sadaqah, remember so many verses in the Quran Sharif, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Almighty Allah will wipe out and erase the riba and usury and sood and viaj and all this. Here you see that. Today is very sad, in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And so remember, he used to say, we the Sahaba, kunna nattaqi riba wal riba, that we are the ones that we abstain from riba, interest, and anything that just looks like interest, we would stay away. Today, the scholars for dollars, you must remember, want to legalize Sharia and banking and what have you. So all this is just fairy tales. There's nothing in it. It's just playing with words, gymnastics in semantics. And remember, it is just playing, using hilas and tricks and shortcuts and loopholes and so forth. So therefore, they get disgraced sooner or later. So therefore, we say it's absolutely haram and not permissible. There's no such thing like Sharia compliant. The greatest ulama in Indo-Pak have condemned it. Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Saeed Palanpuri of the Adalum Dioban Shaykhul Hadith, the big Mufti there, condemned it. So all this is well known. So chapter 2, verse number 276, Almighty Allah states, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا, Allah will wipe out the interest and so forth. وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ, Allah will let the charity grow, develop and increase all the time. Even after your death and post-demise, remember, and post-death it will go on. Sadaqah jariyah, recurring charity. Swadaqah, what is the meaning? To be truthful in your claim. We say our creed and our deed must correspond with one another. Oh, Almighty Allah, I love you, Allah Jalla Wala. Ya Rasool Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I love you. Oh, Islam, I love you. So how can we prove it? Our deeds and our creed must correspond with one another. Spend on the creation of Almighty Allah for the love of Allah and take from the unlimited treasures of Almighty Allah. That is for Muslim, non-Muslim, anybody, you must remember that. And the third one is, you must remember that kafara, you know, sometimes, for example, that you did, took an oath and then you violated it and so forth. So fidya, so all these kind of things there. So now you didn't keep fast this past Ramadan year for 10 days, 20 days, you were ill or what have you. So, or traveling. So now that you have to keep qaza. Or if you are in such a condition, you are terminally ill, perpetually ill, chronically ill, there's no chance of you to keep fast, then you must pay fidya. You see that? For every, let's just make it easy for you, for every 6 fasts, you must pay 200 rand. So let's say you must 6 fasts, so 200 rand you must pay to poor Muslims only. That is called the fidya, what you mistakenly call kafara. So the kafara is the wrong term to use. The fidya, the ransom you must pay, compensation you must pay. So these are the terminologies that are mentioned in the Noble Quran. Chapter 2, verse 184, for the fidya, you can look it up there, inshallah.
JazakAllah khairan to Mufti Sahib. We continue after the break.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, Saudi, and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, what is the literal meaning of Haider, as it's becoming very common, this particular name?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before we come to Haider, 3 announcements. First one, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I just saw the paper now in the news, you know, in the Arab media and so forth and so. Dr. Abdullah Nasif passed away. He was a good Saudi, let me tell you that. Not all of them are bad. Some of them were real gems, and he was one of them. I was still in Newcastle Darul Uloom, and Rabita Alame Islami had a big meeting here in Lens, you see, at Nurul Islam. That time was Dr. Mamunyat and all these people in charge. Allah give Dr. also Jannat al-Firdaus. So then that he told Dr. Mamunyat that I want to go. He, Dr. Abdullah Nasif, wants to go to Johannesburg. He wants to do some shopping. So me, like, so I came with Moana Peer. Moana Peer currently is in Australia. So we had to represent Darul Uloom Newcastle. So Moasema asked, who's ready to go? I said, I'm ready. First of all, for me, it's very good. I'll stop in Heidelberg, meet my families. This was around the mid-80s or somewhere. And Maulana Peer said, he's ready. So the two of us came. And he, Dr. Abdullah Nasif, was here as the main guest on behalf of Rabita Alam Islami, the Secretary General, and so forth. So Dr. Mamunyat looked at me and asked, will you take him? I said, Ahlan wa sahlan, when will I get opportunity? But I had a simple car, you know. So I hope that the Sheikh doesn't mind. He said, no problem. And this. So I saw him then, you know. So then I explained to him what I'm doing, this, that, very good. And then I took him to Surti's. You know, Surti's was a big shop there. They sell men's outwear, you know, the clothing and suits and ties and all that. These motas, when you see them with their jubbas and their scarves, you won't believe the type of suits and ties and all that they buy, you see. So that time, traveler's checks were still accepted. So I thought he's going to tell that the Rabita will fix it up. You see, a man, a good man. He didn't say Rabita will pay. He took out their traveler's checks and he signed it all in Arabic. I'm there to see. And he paid them and all that. The Surti guys were very happy. They came and tell me that you brought a good customer here. No bargaining, no nothing. You see that? Whatever the price was, he wants to buy a shirt, he wants to buy a tie, he wants to buy this. He just bought everything, whatever he wanted to. But he was a good man. I interacted with him, you see. Allah Ta'ala grant Dr. Abdullah Nasif Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. A real good akhlaq, good man. He won't do you down and, you know, talk nonsense and so forth. He had a lot of understanding for world politics and so forth and so on. So a very good man. And wala uzakki alallahi ahad. That is what we think of him, but Allah Jalla wala knows best. So that's the first one. Second one, the shaitan, harami, murtad, you understand, Bashar Assad, the previous leader of Syria, the rumor is gone viral that they poisoned him and he is in Sakarat. So the Russians came to the rescue direct from Moscow. You must go to the Moscow Times and you must read all this news, the RT, and a lot of good news you get there. So there it is written, you understand, Bashar Assad is well, his wife is well, and they're loving and kicking and all that are just rumors and false news and so forth and so on. And third one, Lavrov, that is the foreign minister, you must remember, of Russia, says, this Palestinian issue, nothing really is resolved. You must remember that. The main issues are still outstanding. And that is the truth. You must remember that. When will Palestinians get their own state? How the hell can you demand that they must disarm when the genocide was committed against them? You must tell Israel must disarm. Israel must demilitarize. They are the guilty party. They are the murderers. Today, before releasing the Palestinians to come to Ramallah, they tortured some of them before releasing them and so forth. And you look at the 20 guys that Hamas released, all walking, talking, everything. You must remember that. But the world media will try and marginalize all these things here because they are all in favor of the Zionist apartheid Nazi regime. They are prostitutes and prostitutes, you see that. So some people want to know what's happening about Sahuk and that. So what I decided I will do, you must remember, that all Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, you understand what he wrote, Suleiman Aswab, put all in a line. You see that, inshallah, you're listening. And put it there, all there. Put it chronologically. Look at the dates and then put it there like that. And tomorrow morning, tonight, night time, I can't do that because I'm too tired after the Q&A. And I'm still prepared tomorrow's news, views and interviews and many other things. So therefore, inshallah, you keep it ready for tomorrow. And then ours is, you know, dispatch department, DD. One day they asked Ahmad Didad, why this Christian guy is very frightened of you? He said, they fear the Didads, they don't fear the DDs. So I was wondering what he's speaking about, the DDs. He said, they fear the Didads, they don't fear the DDs. The DDs are the doctors of divinity. You see, their own guys, they don't fear, they fear me, Ahmad Didad. That was a master in comparative religion. He would properly circumcise the Jutas Christians and so forth and so on. So inshallah, we will do that. And still more will come out, inshallah. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq decides in Top Gear now, you see that. We had bilateral discussion Saturday morning, mashallah. The name Haydar, where did it start from? It's the month of Muharram. It's the 7th year of the Hijrah. And remember that Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba left Medina Munawwara and they came to Khaybar. That was the markaz, the headquarters of the Jutlas. And then the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَأُوْتِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ. Tomorrow I will give this banner and flag to that person. May yuhibbuhu Allah wa Rasulu. Allah Jalla wala and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam love him. Wa yuhibbu Allah wa Rasula. And he loves Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every Sahaba said, how we desire that our name is called up. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was right at the back. He wasn't feeling well. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Ayna Ali, where's Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu? They said, he's not feeling well. He said, call him. He said, my eyes are paining, Ya Rasulullah. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took his busaq mubarak, saliva mubarak, applied it on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He says, after that, my eyes never ever pained, you see. Harran wala bardan, whether summer, winter, anytime, everything was tip-top condition, you see. Now you will be the Amir. You see that? The commander yet for this battle here. I'm the commander-in-chief, but you will be in charge of the... So that time, they used to have a duel. One from our side, one from the enemy side. So he, Sayyidina Ali, went out. From the Jutla side and the Khaybar, you see that Jutas and Jews, Mirhab came out. In 1 minute, 2 minutes, Sayyidina Ali, this radiallahu anhu arda. So he dispatched him straight to hell. And then when the battle started full force, in his hand he had the sword, and then he sang, reading the poetry and so forth. Analladhi sammatni ummi al-haydara. I am the one, my beloved mother, Fatima binti Asad. His honorable wife is Fatima bintu Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His honorable mother is Fatima binti Asad. Remember that. So she also Muslima, Sahabiya, and she, her name Fatima. My beloved mother gave me the name Haydar, that the brave lion to take on the enemy. And then, I've been there, all of you going to Makkah, you should visit Taif, all you in Medina, go visit Khaybar. And remember, this was in the month of Muharram, the 7th year of the Hijrah, and 94 Jutlas were dispatched straight to hell. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, whose title is Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. If you know, even today, if you go there, you will see the forts and all that, you see the husoon. In Arabic you call it. So that nobody could smash that one door. Sayyidina Ali went and he smashed it. And that fort's name was Qamus. You see, Qaf, Mim, Waw, Sword. So that is what a magnificent role he played. So to keep the name Haydar, Haydar al-Qarrar, the lion who never retrogresses and retreats. He's the one who advances and progresses right into the thick of the battle and so forth. What has Hamas done? What has Gaza done? They have changed the landscape of the world. Remember that. That is the karamat of Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawar Allah Marqadahu. That is the karamat of Hafiz Ismail Haniya. That is the karamat of Mujahid Kabir, Yahya Sinwar, Rahimahullah. That they played such a major role. They showed the world that America and Israel are the biggest terrorists and haramis. And these Arab tanpod dictators, majority of them, Murtadin, Munafiki, Kafirin, Khabisin, Ghaddarin, call them whatever you want to. They're not Muslims. They are bootlickers, you see that? bootlicking Israel and bootlicking America and so forth and so on. We need the Mujahideen like Taliban. I sent out a poem yesterday, how the Arab, how the Taliban sent a poem to you, Amin Mujahideen Palestine, Mujahideen in Afghanistan, Ila Gaza Al-Aizza. And to you, our honorable brothers, and Hamas Al-Aizza, you see that? You brought honor to this Ummah. You send 100,000 Jutla straight to the hospitals and clinics. They can't walk straight and they'll forget ever fighting. And 4, 5, 10,000 Jutla straight to hell. Alhamdulillah. We're very proud of the achievements of Hamas and so forth. They get inspired by Haider. They get inspired by Khaybar. Small children, when we went to Palestine, I saw myself. They hide behind the pillars and so. And when the police and the army comes, they come out from there. Iman in their heart and the stones in their, small stones. The American or the Zionists and the Jewish press will write. They came out with rocks, the Haramis. So they come out with the stones and say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud. Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sawfa Yahud. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud. Eh, Jutla, Harami. Remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sawfa Yahud. And the army of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is here to punish you again. And how they punish them. You see that? So that is what the world saw. Unless you're a moron and you're blind, then we can't help it, you see that.
This message says, my parents are looking after my daddy who has dementia. What du'as can I read to make things easy for her and them?
Remember that when people get old, then they reach their situation and so forth, because you must remember Allah alone knows that Allah wants to forgive them, forgive their sins. So He puts them through all this year. Therefore, when you visit a person who's ill and sick, then we give them hope and we then build up their spirits and we tell them, La ba'sa tahurun insha'Allah. The sunnah dua to read. Don't worry, there's no harm. You are getting cleansed and purified. Your sins are all falling off and so forth. So you tell that person when he or she is sober and they can understand, read, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. So this is the lesson. Read Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. That is for the person, he or she, who is going through the dementia and the difficulties and all the challenges of life. You, the family, you should be reading Surah Fatiha 7 times, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And blow on Dadima, you see that? Your father's mother, your grandmother, and so forth. So I remember my grandmother very well. I said, both of them, my Nanima and my Dadima. So remember, Dadima's Quran, I just took it the other day and I was looking at it. Big Quran Sharif. I took it away from my sister and him. I said, you all don't use this thing. Let me read this Quran Sharif and so forth. So you must remember, big Quran. And she had green eyes and very, very beautiful. Fair skin. She passed away in our house then, Heidelberg. So in 1969, you must remember that. So that was my Dadima. Nanima passed away 27 nights. So they were all waliullahs and very pious people, you know. So you must read Surah Fatiha for Dadima and give out charity for Dadima and read Ya Salamu. And when she can read, then tell her, Dadima, read Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. And the whole family should be reading abundantly. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. You all know Abu Jahl, right? So he, Abu Jahl's name is Amr bin Hisham. And his kunya agnomen was Abu al-Hakam, the Arabs would call him. فَسَمَّاهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ أَبَا جَهْلٍ. He, Habibuna, رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ called him and named him Abu Jahl. And Fir'aun هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ, the Pharaoh of this Ummah and so forth. So Pakka Shaitan and dispatch to Jahannam. Go read Surah 44, verses 43 to 50, the punishment for him enshrined in the noble Quran. So this Abu Jahl used to walk around, you see that, brothers, you know. So he dispatched to Jahannam. But his son, Kudrat ka Karishma, this is Allah Jalla Wala. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam uncle Abu Talib, Abu Lahab, straight to Jahannam. Remember that. They the chacha, kaka, paternal uncle, and straight to Jahannam. Quran is clear on it. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif is clear on that. But Ikrimah is the son of Abu Jahl, his sahabi, and radiallahu anhu arda. What a profound, great statement he made. If you read the Quran Sharif regularly, punctually, then Allah will save you. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَرِ الْأُمُرِ لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ بَعْدَ إِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. So people go into their second childhood. But if you read Quran, our honorable ustad, one ustad, Hazrat Mohana Aziz Ahmad Bihari, 95, 96 years old, he taught Mohana Qasim Sema in 1937 in Dabel. He taught me in 79 and 80, and we his last students, you see that. After that, taqawud, retirement, and then he passed away, you see. You get Mohana Qasim Sema till 19, he was born 1920, 2007, he passed away. Till then, he was teaching. So, ye ruhani taqat hai, spiritual strength Allah gives you. Hazrat Mohana Qamru Zaman Sahib came now, you must remember recently. So, you see, well in his 90s, you see, Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Mohana Madanis, that Khalifa is here, that Mawlana Ramadan, he's not Mawlana. So you must remember that Shaykh Ramadan, just called him that. He told me, Meto so salu. And he's strong, he stands and reads Salat and so forth. You must meet him and see. Then you, I don't know if he's still in the country or he left. So remember that all that you call Ruhani Taqat. So attach yourself to Quran and Allah will give us the spiritual strength and prevent all these things. And for us, read always, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Oh Allah, Jalla wala, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases and evil sicknesses. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasa'i and Abu Dawood. And in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu told his chacha, his kaka, Ammun Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam, Abbas radiallahu anhu, on three different occasions, hadith sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Salullah al-afiyah, ask Allah for afiyah. You parents, tell you, make dua for your children. Ya Allah, give me, give my children, my students, afiyah, safety, comfort, protection, min kulli su wa makruh, from all harm and evil and so forth. So that is very, very effective, inshallah.
Sir, please advise of a dua that can be read to ease the grief of losing a spouse and as this is leading to severe depression.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us what to read when trials and tribulations come. So look at Quran. I'm just giving you from Quran, right? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, when these trials, tribulation come, you just lost your son. You just lost your daughter, who's the apple of your eye, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. Tragic incident, you must remember, he or she were crossing the street and the taxi guy came, somebody came and just drove over them. So imagine that father, mother, what they feel. Allah Jalla Wala has a powerful, potent message for you, O Muslim. Chapter 2, verses 155, 156, 157. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who exercise patience. They don't complain, why my son, why my daughter, why my spouse? No. We don't complain. رِضَى بِالْقَضَى. We accept the decree of Almighty Allah. We do not rely on our degrees. Half the degree is not worth the paper on which is written, like your matric certificate. 1 week, 2 weeks time, your matric exams are starting. Waste of time, if you ask me. 33%, 40% pass and all that. So nobody will even give you a job also. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا. When that calamity strikes, what do you say? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. So read that abundantly. That verily we belong to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and unto Him is the return. Chapter number 2, verse 156. If you do that, you don't complain to humanity. If you complain, complain to Allah, like Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, father. Firaq and Yusuf took place, the separation, the Judai took place. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is gone. My beloved son, how I love you, how I dream about you and think about you. Innama ashku basi wa husni ilallah wa alamu min allahi ma la ta'lamun. And I complain to you, Ya Allah, my sadness, my grief, my handsome Yusuf is gone. He cried, he became blind also. So Almighty Allah called that Sabrun Jameel, that what a wonderful patience it was of his. Remember Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. Go and read the Quran Sharif, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and verse number 86. Chapter 12, verse 86, you see that? So complaining to Allah, that is not only permissible, is meritorious and virtuous. Don't complain to people. What can they do? Nothing. So now if you do that, three virtues for you. Mother, father, spouse. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim. For them are the blessings from Almighty Allah. Wa rahma, Allah's mercy engulfs them and compasses them. Second one. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun. The third one. They are the rightly guided people. You see that? So yes, you're crying. All that is natural. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried when his son Ibrahim passed away at the age of 18 months, 1.5 years. And then what the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim." We don't cry because of death only. Nay, we cry because of the firaq. We cry because of the judai. We cry because of the separation. I can't walk with you. I can't talk to you, my beloved son. You see that? So that is our Islam. We have the best. We must share it with the rest. And then, now that you're going into anxiety, depression, worry, sorry. So Allah Jalla wa'ala taught us the dua, chapter 21, verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh-dhalimin. So read that abundantly. What Allah says, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. We rescued him, saved him. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, whilst he was there in the belly of the fish. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And similarly, we will rescue the true believers also. So read it abundantly and give out charity also. Voluntary charity to Muslim, non-Muslim, everybody. And inshallah, you make dua for the deceased. رَبَّنَا فِي لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. If you make dua sincerely, Allah will show you your father, your brother, your husband, your wife, your children, your mother, whoever is so near and dear to you in your dream. And they'll be shining and glittering with white, white clothes. You understand? I'm speaking from experience, alhamdulillah. So you cry to Allah, and Allah will bless you, inshallah. That will give you a lot of solace and tasalli, inshallah.
So a man is struggling with finances. Is it permissible for him to sell synthetic wigs as there is a market for it?
Yeah, there's a market for prostitution also. There's a market for gay business also. There's a market for casino also. There's a market for daru also. So the market is for everything. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, you see, this is a powerful dua. Jabir radiallahu an is the son. Akhiru man mata min as-sahaba fil Madinah al-Munawwara. One of the last sahaba to pass away in Madinah Munawwara, Jabir radiallahu an. His father is Abdullah. He passed away. He left a trail of death. He left so many daughters, 7 daughters, 9 daughters. Some hadith say 7, some say 9. Meaning many daughters. So Jabir radiallahu an, sisters. One side he has to worry about his sisters. One side is to worry about this trail of debts. He went to Rahmatul Alameen. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are my problems. He, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught him the following dua. You read this dua. Allahumma kfina bi halalika an haramik. Ya Allah, you suffice for us through your halal. And haramik, do not let us go to haram things. Through halal, you solve our problems. Allahumma kfina bi halalika an haramik. Wa aghnina bi fadlika amman siwak. Make us independent through your grace and mercy from everybody else, that you turn to you, Allah. You make the means, Allah. Today we have forgotten to speak to Almighty Allah. This is Hadith Sahih, authentic Hadith in Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad. Abu Dawood ibn Majah, قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس شيء أكرم على الله من الدعاء. There's nothing more honorable by Allah than dua. You see that? So that is, we must read, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then read Surah 40, verse number 60. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Beg your Allah, ask your Allah, Allah will respond to us. So read with me, brother. اللَّهُمَ اكْفِنَا بِحَلَالِكَ عَنْ حَرَامِكَ وَأَغْنِنَا بِفَضْلِكَ عَمَّنْ سِوَاكَ. All these wigs and synthetic wigs and all haram business, remember that. So لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْوَاسِلَ وَالْمُسْتَوْسِلَ. The people who make it, the people who wear it, the people who sell it, all are cursed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and today is used for fashion and what and what. So therefore Quran teaches us, chapter number 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Never cooperate in sin and vices and transgression. Allah make easy for you, always go for halal and stay away from haram, absolutely.
We see the Jazakallah Khairan to Mufti Sahib, who will be hearing the Isha Azan on the airwaves of Markaz Sahaba Online, Voice of the Ahlul Sunnah Wal Jamaah. Please follow the times for the Azan and Salah for your region accordingly. We continue thereafter.